This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa State Fair, August 13th through the 23rd. Check out iowastatefair.org to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Restrictions on cattle movement are one of the many consequences being watched following the detection of New World screwworm north of the U.S.-Mexico border. While animal health officials continue working to contain the pest, economists are also watching to see whether movement restrictions could affect cattle markets in parts of Texas. We'll hear more right after this.
This year at the Iowa State Fair, Fair Spirit meets 250 years of American history in a celebration across the fair. See the America 250 Iowa display and a permanent sculpture created just for the fair. Walk the Iowa Veterans Memorial Walkway honoring service and sacrifice. Experience 250 years of the American flag, along with red, white, and blue contests and fair favorites. Then look to the sky for drone shows glowing in red, white, and blue, lighting up the fair like never before. From history to celebration, it all comes together at the Iowa State Fair. Learn more at iowastatefair.org.
August 13th through the 23rd.
As some states and international trading partners have limited cattle imports originating from Texas, questions are emerging about how those decisions could affect producers and livestock markets. Dr. Charles Martinez is an agricultural and resource economist and says basic supply and demand principles suggest there could be effects in some areas.
The immediate reaction is that we know now that if we think about a location of animals, and we'll call that a supply, if we think of that area where the fly was, case one and two were, and then as it spread a little bit, and now we know there are some states that are not allowing any cattle from Texas to flow into their state, and Canada and Mexico have made their stances on not allowing animals that originate from Texas to, if we just think about the state of Texas and their supply and the supply of animals that they have, and now we're losing demand with that supply, that could have some market implications.
Now, the impact may not be felt evenly across the state. Texas remains the nation's largest cattle producer, and Martinez says geography could play a major role in determining whether producers notice any changes in marketing opportunities. Areas farther from the affected region may see little disruption, while producers closer to South Texas could face more immediate challenges if cattle movement becomes more restricted.
Now, Texas is so big that some of that might not be too much cause of concern. Or if animals are coming from like the far northeast side of Texas, where it's not so much like Tyler, Texas, and kind of more in that area, they might not be seeing too much of a disturbance in the markets. But if you're in South Texas and you're used to hitting your daily or your weekly livestock auction or your local sale barn, there might be some implications right now by way of no supply, no demand, and market just going zilch for a little bit because of this newness and this unknownness.
One of the biggest challenges for market participants is the lack of recent experience with New World screwworm. While the U.S. successfully eradicated the pest decades ago, most of today's producers, traders, and market analysts have never operated through a screwworm outbreak. That makes it difficult to predict how the markets will respond if restrictions remain in place or expand. Martinez says uncertainty itself can become a market factor when buyers and sellers do not know the conditions and how they may change. Risk increases and market decisions often become more cautious.
Yeah, we had screwworm a long time ago, but most folks that are in the marketplace, you know, a large majority of them were not around during that time and didn't see what happened in the marketplace. And, you know, how does the market react and how do people react to something that they hadn't seen in quite a bit? It creates a lot of uncertainty, i.e. a lot of risk into the market. And when you have uncertainty in that risk, it's kind of hard to pin down what we'll see. But in the meantime, we do know that there's restriction on animals being moved, so that impacts supply.
For now, the long-term market remains unclear. However, economists, livestock producers, and animal health officials will continue monitoring both the spread of the pest and any restrictions that could influence cattle movement. While the industry has experience responding to animal health challenges, the current situation serves as a reminder that market access can become just as important as animal health when disease concerns emerge. I'm Dustin Huffman.